Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Kevin Barbary's here. Mm-hmm. We're playing some of his best stuff. We're also, I'm trying to play every single request when it comes to rare content replays. Like, we've had a request most of the week to replay the cello call during the Larry the Lawyer segment. We'll do that after Hill Mail. So that'll be coming up after Hill Mail here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
That Greg Hill, what the hell is he doing? He's a one-term talk show host. That's for damn sure.
On WAAF.
Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof when you go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. Ask for Paul or anybody over there. They'll take great care of you. And they are a proud partner of the Greg Hill Foundation as well. And I can't thank them and everybody else enough. As we say goodbye here, or almost say goodbye, second to last day, say goodbye. Can't thank. I mean, what you have done when it comes to giving to the foundation is one of the things that I'm most proud of you for. I mean, you give over and over and over again to the foundation. We're approaching the $3 million mark.
Nice.
When it comes to funds that you have been able to allow us to donate.
So that's incredible.
$3 million. I would put you loving, caring people up against any radio audience anywhere in the history of radio when it comes to how generous you are. So I can't thank you enough. I can't thank all the partners of the foundation enough for that. And the great thing is with the foundation, we'll continue on with what the foundation does at the new place. All right. Here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 12:05 p.m.
Hey, I got a great tagline for Mike Shue's program the afternoon. LBs in the shoe, like pounds in the shoe, weighing them down. You're welcome.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, 2:26 p.m.
So Greg and Danielle had their promo shoot at Fenway today. The question is, did Gregory leave early?
End of message.
He stayed the whole time. I was very proud of him.
I should have.
It was tough out there. Oof.
I sweat a lot. I'm a sweater. Mm. And so we're taking these photos. We did a photo shoot for the new show at Fenway Park. And the best part of it was we had some props at one point, like a hot dog and a slice of pizza. And so I got...
Oh, God. Did you and Danielle take each side of the hot dog?
Lady in the Tramp style?
I got free lunch out of the deal. Yeah. So you know how I feel about free lunch.
Oh, we got to do that take again. I need another piece of pizza.
Right. Like, monkey, get another hot dog.
Wednesday, 3:05 p.m.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified, thinking I could never live without Greg Hill by my side. But then I spent so many nights listening to Shoe Dog and the Boner, and I grew strong. LB and Danielle learned to get along, and so you're back from outer space.
End of message.
It's not bad, Shoe Dog and the Boner.
Yeah, that works too.
Wednesday, 5:16 p.m.
Hey, Greg, this is Lenny from the Plumbers Museum. We got the ball and clock room reserved for your down the drain party on Friday.
End of message. Wednesday, 6 p.m.
Hey, Greg. Well, I suppose this is a little bit of a bittersweet week. Nope. I do have some advice, you know, having vacated an office and moved into a different stage of life. So if you want me to continue with you at DEI, just let me know. You know how to reach Burial. All the best, buddy. See you on Nantucket. Take care now.
End of message.
There he is. That's a pretty good Hill Mail impersonations over the years.
Who was that?
I honestly don't know. He was doing Obama.
Oh,
but yeah,
that was Obama.
Yeah. Oh, listen to you, Mr.
I know, Kevin.
Boy, Kevin.
Oh, wow.
Who's that?
That might be the worst white Obama I've ever heard.
I think Robert Kraft guy is probably the.
Yeah.
Would be the GOAT of
I think so.
I don't know. My Nuts guy was pretty popular.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great Hill Mail callers over the years.
Wednesday, 6:23 p.m.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate all you guys on your new jobs and everything. Good for you! Good for you! Thank you! Goodbye!
End of message. Wednesday, 6:45 p.m.
Hillman is rolling his chair down the hall with his stiff cup and noisy paper to annoy us all. Oh, but he's not really moving that far, so you won't miss Hillman, because you'll still hear him in your car. Oh, Hillman morning show, this is not a goodbye.
End of message.
Not bad. Not bad.
4:30 a.m.
Take me down to WEI City where the pay is better and I'll be even with me. Take me home. Yeah, yeah.
End of message.
Hey, I survived. I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm not sure where and when and why or what's going to happen, but I've survived it. You know,
sure,
some sort. If I'm fetching papers for Shoe or something,
The papers. I don't know if Shoe needs the papers.
Yeah,
for his
don't need the papers.
Get the papers. Get the papers.
The papers.
Do you mean rolling papers or what do you? What do you mean? The newspapers or the rolling papers?
Oh, I still use those though. Easy Wider's 1 1/4 open.
Well, I don't know. They get delivered here, so.
Well, that was for Greg.
Wouldn't I be the guy fetching them?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe I could ask you to run into the next room and produce something real quick for me, like Kev used to do for Greg.
The computer's broke.
Yeah.
I'll get you water.
A texter wants a rare content replay on Take the Furlough, Bob. Oh. We did that the other day. Was that Tuesday or when was that?
I think it was Tuesday.
We could do it quick, I guess, just a small part of it or I don't know. Maybe we could play. How long is the whole thing? Is it like a minute and a half, Shoe?
It's like a minute.
A minute?
Hold on.
You do that.
Yeah, it's like a minute.
That's where that comes from. So this is an interview with State Representative Bob Hargraves, who was refusing to take a furlough like the rest of the state workers during a time of economic distress here in our Commonwealth, and the way that the interaction between he and I went on this show.
Now, you know something? You're trying to do an end run on me on that station.
No,
you're putting me on. Yeah. And I don't appreciate it. It would have been better to have a heads up, okay?
Bob.
You're doing an end run.
Bob, I'm a nice man.
Just remember one thing.
Yes.
Don't try to make your day at the expense of someone else. You know, I kind of get that feeling.
Well, Bob, my job is to talk about what is going on in this state and to try to get to the bottom of why somebody like yourself and 15 others could save the state $600,000 and take a furlough like the rest of the people who voted for them, and they think they're better than everybody else.
So, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing, because I don't think I'm better than anybody else.
Well, then take the furlough.
But I do think
take the furlough.
You're using me
take
as
the furlough,
as a
Bob. Take the furlough.
Hell, man.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you can go right straight to hell. I hope that gets on the radio. Thank you.
It is. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Bob. Little,
oh, Bob.
A little upset at being asked about taking the furlough, Bob.
Wow.
Bob was.
Take the furlough, Bob.
Yeah. This is Spaggy. Hello, Spaggy.
Good morning, morning show. What's Spaggy? There you go.
What's up?
How's it going today?
Good. Better than your phone.
What's up, Spaggy?
I'm in Florida. Sorry for the call. I'm just calling to say, Greg, we're going to miss you that leaving us in Florida. Me and LB at the 500. We're going to miss those days.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Let's redo. Next year.
LB, I'm here now, kid. I'm waiting for you. I moved down here. I'm right on Madeira Beach.
All right, 617-947-8434. Shoot me a text.
Yeah. You could take Shoe to Florida for a live broadcast from the Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah. Shoe'd be fired
on,
sure.
on the new show.
Right.
Sit around in 100-degree heat for 5 hours.
That'd be great.
They're going to go left again. Watch us.
I can see. Just like all those times we traveled. Vegas, Ireland, sitting at the gate at the airport, waiting for LB.
Where was your favorite, when we did a live broadcast, like road trip, traveled somewhere? Was it Ireland?
I think those Ireland trips were the best.
Yeah, the Ireland trips were great.
I wish I could remember some of them.
We went to...
It was literally an endless stream of Guinness.
Yeah.
From 10 in the morning till like 1 in the morning.
Well, that was thanks to the great Aidan Fallon from Guinness.
Yeah, great guy.
And Eamon Howley, and a dear friend of this show, Christian McMahon, who now runs... Wachusett Brewing Company, super loyal and good sponsors of this show. So we took a trip. We went to Ireland. We went to
Vegas twice.
The Vegas trip where we ended up having breakfast with a couple of hookers and Ron
and
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Right after the show.
Yeah,
that
was good. I was most interested in the breakfast, obviously.
Right, yeah. Well, it was an excellent breakfast.
When we did the show and John Entwistle was found dead in his hotel room.
Yes. We went to the Daytona 500.
Well, we went Jamaica? To the 500 went, like five
oh,
times.
Oh, God.
Went to Jamaica
trip.
Jamaica
was crazy.
Yeah, we used to go to, what was the name of that place?
Hedonism.
That was disturbing.
We went there more than once, right?
I went to twice, I think, to Hedonism. And then we realized that nobody who's attractive ever goes to the nude resort places.
Remember that?
including yours truly.
Oh, let's talk about the worst moment was... Greg, I swear you could have murdered everyone that morning. There was one morning where you got there for the show in Jamaica.
You mean I went to bed early?
Yes.
Did not drink,
imbibe,
or
do swimming,
or do
anything, or whatever was going on there. Buddy.
Whatever you were doing, yes. I got there early for the show. Yes. Nobody was there.
I came and sat down, and then Spaz showed up nude.
Yes, he did.
There was another girl sitting nude at our table, and then our person who was running the technical stuff for us at the time never showed up. And then LB.
I begged in there at some point.
LB showed up nude at some point, too, I think. Yeah.
I think the best part was the naked side of hedonism where the, like, 72-year-old dude that had, like, 100
all the piercings
in his junk.
God. And he went down the slide that was, like, clear so you could see everything when he would slide through the...
This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Chuck?
Kevin, love hearing you on the radio again. You're one of the funniest men in Boston.
Thank you.
I wanted to request a Kevin bit.
Yes.
I would love to hear In Da Country Club.
Oh, In Da Country Club. Mm. Yes, we might be able to find that. We'll look for that quick.
Yeah.
I don't remember the genesis for that, but I think it was just because the song was popular.
Right.
Because Fitty had a big hit with In Da Club.
In Da Club. I remember Newton's State of Mind, which was the Empire State of Mind parody. But In Da Club is vaguely
familiar. So do we have In Da Country Club?
Yeah.
All right, we'll play that right now.
Hey, 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 Muffy. When's our tea time? We're gonna play golf, cause it's our tea time. Let's sip martinis before our tea time. Then you know we won't even care if there's a tea time. I'll be in the country club. Tennis, anyone? Muffy, let's go have a cocktail. Then after we're done, we'll eat filet mignon. Wouldn't that be fun? Wear my sweater around my neck for some casual respect. Find me in the country club. There's so much to do.
I'll wear Ralph Lauren, you can wear J. Crew. Skippy, Todd, Thurston, Chet, and Biff will be there too. And if we take the Bentley, we'll be there in a jiff-a-roo. I'll be in the country club near the house I bought in Newton.
Ooh!
I became a member because it makes me highfalutin. Shout out to my Valley Parkers, I don't forget to tip. I leave 50 cent and parking space is meant for Crips. That's right, in the country club. Yo, where the debutantes at, y'all? I'm kicking at prep school. Ooh, how did that guy get in here?
There you go. Not bad. Not bad. This is Scott. Hey, Scott. What happened to Scott? Scott disappeared.
Scotto!
This is Paul. Hello, Paul. It wasn't that Scott. It wasn't Scott from
Memphis. Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hello, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say I've been with you guys since the beginning, like Robert Kraft. And, you know, part of my life, I'm 55 years old, so I've grown up with you. And I would like to request a Looney Tune Catholic Priest with Arnold Schwarzenegger, if Kevin's got it.
I don't remember
and
that.
Good luck to all of yous. And I'll be listening to yous in your next gigs.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert. I mean, Mr. Kraft. Thank you. This is Roger. Yes, hello, Roger.
Hi. Hey. I was just wondering if Kevin had my money.
He had what?
$12,000
$12,000 For what?
Foxwoods.
For what, Foxwoods?
Foxwoods.
You got to give us more information on that.
Quarter bump off my seat.
What is it?
Quarter bump off.
He knows.
What is it?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You don't remember, Kevin.
$12,000 quarter bump off your seats?
Yes. There's a dollar slot machine.
Yeah.
You put a quarter and you bumped me off my seat.
Oh.
Then you took the money.
Oh. You put a quarter in the slot machine, bumped him off of his seat, and you
$12,000
I don't. This
was great when it was the movie premise of what happens in Vegas with Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher.
Well, you know what? First,
if I had $12,000, do you think I'd be sitting on the show this morning from Foxwoods?
I just laugh. I'm like, so you're the dope to put the quarter in the machine, forgot, walked away, didn't pull the arm.
How does that work?
I've never won $12,000 on a slot machine. Right? I would remember that.
I think we would have talked about it.
But how does that work? I don't play. I'm a blackjack guy. So how does it work? Like, can you reserve like 5 slot machines? Or is it only the one that you're sitting at? Like,
well, the one you're sitting
out of my seat.
It's supposed to be the one that you're sitting at.
The time we broadcast from Vegas, we had to wake up at like, 1 in the morning to do the show because of the time difference. And I remember getting out of the elevator, walking out into the casino to get to another elevator to go where we're broadcasting. And there's LB playing 5 slot machines at the same time. He was just ruling it. He was like pulling arms, going back and forth. I'm like, LB, we got to do a show. He goes, no, I'm hot.
I made a fortune. Yeah, as long as you put money in the slot, if you're playing 3 machines, they're your machines. As long as your money's in the machine.
Interesting.
Here's a text that says, "Speaking of Scott from Weymouth, who gets him in the divorce? Everybody, believe me, it's not like he's going to stop calling every radio station. I don't think that's happening. All right." Rare content replay on a Larry the Lawyer segment. And this is the story of the cello that came up during Ask an Attorney. This is Mike on Ask an Esquire. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, I got this little story for Larry. Yeah. A friend of mine had left, an acquaintance had left a cello at my house about back in September.
What do you have, like random string quartet gatherings over there?
I don't even know what a cello is.
Good Saturday afternoon, Hillman.
Who played the flute, right?
Because his girlfriend had stolen it from him and left it at my house. So I get in touch with this kid. I said, hey, I got your cello. Come and pick it up. This is back in September. No word. I haven't heard from him.
Uh-huh.
Now fast forward to 2 weeks ago, the ex-girlfriend calls, says, I'm coming to your house to pick up the cello.
Not your
She's
cello.
She's crazy. Literally crazy. I said, you're not coming to my house until I'm home, 6 o'clock. Okay, no problem. 6 o'clock comes, she never shows up. I said, come get your cello. I don't want it in my basement anymore. Long story short, I'm not coming. I said, well, come get it because it's going to be on my lawn. Next thing I know, I get a call from the kid's father who lives in Georgia, who is supposedly a prominent president of a college out there, who says, that's a $10,000 cello. If anything happens to it, you don't want to mess with me type of thing.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This cello
Long story short, I called the police. I said, hey, this guy's threatening me, da, da, da. They said, there's really nothing we can do. Next thing I know, he's telling me, you'll hear from my attorney, tells me his name, da, da, da. I haven't heard from the guy, but after this long, how long is it before it's mine? Because the police officer had stated something that after 30 days, it's supposedly yours.
Yeah, it's abandoned property. Yeah. They're not paying you a storage fee. You just got to be careful, though, because that's a $10,000 cello.
Yeah. I mean, it's
funny because it's been in my basement, like I said, since September, and now all of a sudden somebody wants a $10,000 cello. You'd think you'd want a $10,000 cello the day you lost it.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like a prime opportunity for an eBay auction.
That's what I was going to say. What if he throws it up there? What if he throws it up there and he sells it, and then this guy calls him and says, I'm going to sue you. That was a $10,000 cello.
That was my cello. I want my cello.
Where's my cello?
Not just any cello,
Greg. I want my $10,000 cello, and I want it now.
Yeah, but
I don't even know how much a cello even is, or how I would even go about getting rid of one.
Can I ask you a simple question? Are you broke?
No.
Nope. So what do you care about the cello? Send the cello.
I told the guy, mail. Send it to the guy. I said, just give me the money for the shipping because they live in Georgia. I don't know what it costs to ship a cello, you know. But I know this guy's just I'm sending it to. You'll hear from my attorney. I'm like, I don't want to hear from your attorney. Just come get your goddamn cello, you know.
I got to tell you something. Right? I agree with this texter. This is a Netflix documentary in the making, right?
Yes,
it would be.
You can make a fortune on this on the cello.
Not without my cello.
But I wonder.
I kind of just want to send the guy a picture of me playing like a tower or something, you know.
Since I am an amateur lawyer, I'd like to ask a question.
Oh, you're beyond an amateur.
Thank you.
You're above average.
You said that when this guy left the cello at your home, he informed you that he had stolen it from his girlfriend.
No, his girlfriend had stolen it from him.
Okay.
They were in a little custody type thing. He's a drug addict.
Yeah.
So he's in rehab right now.
Yeah.
She stole it trying to get compensation for supposedly child support.
Right.
And then she's like, can I keep it here? Next thing I know, she's telling me that I took it from her.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I don't want I don't even know what a cello is. I don't even know what it sounds like. I want nothing to do with this thing. Right. Come and get it. It's on my front stairs.
Yeah.
I left it there, and then, like I said, I get the call from his father-in-law saying, that's $10,000, and you're responsible for it. I'm sending my lawyer after you.
Wow.
All the while, I've just been waiting for court papers or something from some lawyer in Georgia, but
I think the old man, the college president or whatever, visited his son, and he said, hey, where's the cello? That was your Christmas.
I thought understanding that it was that cello that put the kid in rehab.
Yes. All right. Wow. Interesting. So that's abandoned property, perhaps, Larry. Right?
Abandoned property.
Okay.
Enjoy your cello.
Yeah, good to go. Sell it off, kid.
Best use of a cello in a rock song?
Best use of a cello
in a
rock song?
Chris Cornell. In his acoustic tour. Nothing compares to
did
you.
He, oh, did he use cello in that? Nice, Larry.
The lawyer.
Boom.
Nice, laser show.
Excellent.
You nailed it. Is Larry the Lawyer coming on the new show?
I would hope so. I mean, that segment is insanely popular.
Yeah.
That's a whole new set of legal problems.
I know.
A whole new set of listeners. Yeah.
Like, very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I bought some Patriots tickets.
Yeah.
And they were counterfeit, and I saw the guy in the parking lot, and he knocked my drink out of my hand.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, are you moving down to the first floor because you get winded walking up to the third floor now? That's a good point. I never thought about that.
We're on the main floor.
Well, we're on the main floor up here. But
yeah, that's why I take a ton of heat from everybody in HR and everybody downstairs. Well, because I can't. I get the bad hips. I can't walk.
Yeah,
the three stories.
Well, you mean for not parking out back or something?
No. For having to go, say hi to somebody or meet
you mean
with sales?
You take heat because you don't. You refuse to go downstairs.
No, they refuse to walk upstairs.
Oh, they refuse to walk upstairs.
If you need something, come see me. I'm right here.
This
is a giant, beautiful studio.
One of those chairs that they attach to the
stairlift.
So you go,
there's nothing that can support that.
See you in 20 minutes, LB.
You know, LB, there's an elevator.
There is?
Yes, there is. Yes, we have an elevator in the building, LB.
Not a clue.
Let's see. Kevin Barbary is here. We got a request earlier for Front Bum, which I believe that we have found.
Yes, this was about, you were speaking of a trend during the warm weather where women were photographed with their thong sticking out of the tops of their pants. It was like a thing in the front and the back.
Yes, yes, yes.
And some celebrities had shown up in the news with it, like Lindsay Lohan and those people. So,
So here's a little listen to that song.
Front bum, ladies beware. If you step out of cars without underwear, when I see someone famous trying to look their best, in a photo missing panties underneath their dress. Front bum, if you put it out there, then I'll see it on the internet everywhere. Front bum, she doesn't have hair when she steps out of a limo sans underwear. Brittany and Paris are some guilty ones, and Lindsay Lohan always flashes pelvic gums. Front bum, I'm glad that you shared. If it's looking kinda busted, we'll be running scared. Front bum, ladies beware. If you step out of cars without underwear.
Not too many. Not too many shows would do that, and I think we know why.
Yeah.
Write a song about that.
Good time.
All right. I can give you the weather, which is brought to you this hour by Lou's Custom Exhaust in Fitchburg, and it's going to be cloudy today. Temperature in the mid 70s. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair, the exhaust specialist for all domestic and foreign makes and models. Now open at 280 River Street in Fitchburg. Lou's Fitchburg exclusively works on exhaust systems. Lou's Custom Exhaust Repair is in Fitchburg. Drop in or call 978-516-2061. That's 2061. Coming up after 9, we will replay a live in-studio performance. This one is special to me because it has some real meaning in, deep in my heart. So that's coming up at 9:05 on today's show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? What's up?
And hello. Kevin, what a joy it is to hear your melodious voice.
It's nice to have Kevin Barbary here. It's great. Yeah, it is.
Long time. And yes. I've been a listener for at least, I'd say 25 years anyway. Have been like workplace of the day. You guys, I won a party at Sylvan Street Grill after Thanksgiving a million years ago.
Rando Ding. LB, Rando Ding for the Sylvan Street Grill.
Sylvan Street, great spot.
Yeah. And when you guys still did the walk and rock the chain, LB, you were kind enough. I had just opened a little tattoo shop called Patriot Ink, and you were kind enough to stop in and get some ink and shamelessly plug our shop, and it was just, and
What did I get?
You got Annie's name, and you got some flaming dice that unfortunately didn't come out that great, and I know you've since covered over those, but
I haven't. No, Annie's on the back of my neck and my flaming.
Yeah, no, Annie's still there.
Flaming dice are on his scrotum.
Are you?
Oh, there they are. Well,
he did charge you a handling fee for those.
Are you suggesting that at some point during his career here, LB would accept an item and then mention it on the radio? That has never. LB had his whole lawn reconstructed, his whole outdoor fauna. Flora and fauna?
It's the flora. I think the fauna of the animals.
Yeah, reconstructed with plugs on the radio.
Top Phil, kid,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
well,
yes.
I got the flora, too. Yes, we got giraffes, and I got a mini elephant.
Hold on a second. I want to welcome one of our biggest benefactors when it comes to the show to the studio, who has arrived unannounced this morning, Mr. John Dooley from Echo Store is here.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, Dooles.
What's going on? What brings you to 83 Leo MC Birmingham Parkway over here?
Well, I really just wanted to come by and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.